You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's air traffic controllers are employed by Air Services Australia, an Australian government-owned corporation that was set up in 1995 when the Civil Aviation Safety Authority was split into two separate government bodies. Air Services Australia is responsible for the management of Australia's airspace, and a retired judge has found it's also responsible for allowing a toxic culture to develop, where bullying, discrimination and sexual harassment are rampant. Former Federal Court Judge Tony North QC has released a report he was commissioned to prepare by Civil Air, the union that represents air traffic controllers. His report mirrors the findings of a survey conducted in January, which revealed widespread bullying and harassment. Civil Air is represented by lawyer Kamal Farouk from Maurice Blackburn. Mr. Farouk says a quarter of the female air traffic controllers that were surveyed reported being sexually harassed.
24% of women who responded identified that they had been victims of or experienced sexual harassment. And that was, that's a very high figure. It is a very concerning figure. And it's something which really needs to be addressed.
Tony North concluded that the poor workplace culture poses a possible threat to the safety of air travellers. Mr. Farouk says it's a reasonable conclusion to draw because the workplace performance of people who are bullied and harassed is usually compromised.
In those environments, employees so affected are likely to either not attend work, or if they attend work, they could be distracted, they could lack motivation and commitment. And so obviously that has consequences, you know, to the way in which people work and how they discharge their work. And given that this is obviously a very critical workplace in terms of safety, that's where the issue arises, the potential issue arises here in relation to the safe discharge of operations.
Civil Air's Executive Secretary Peter McGuan says the union has been concerned about the working environment for many years.
Almost a decade ago, we had a very similar situation pertaining, and we believe that that had a strong impact on people's careers and their well-being and health, and we believe that that needs to be rectified. It wasn't done appropriately over the last decade. The same problems still seem to be evident. So therefore, we believe that there was a substantial cultural change necessary.
Mr. McGuan says the union felt compelled to carry out a survey and commission a retired judge to investigate because he says its own attempts to bring about change hadn't been as successful as it had wanted.
Here is someone who's highly experienced, highly credible. We would be accused of being alarmist on occasion and blowing these things up for some purpose unknown.
Right.
And we thought it was entirely appropriate that someone who is so well qualified almost looks at this with another set of eyes. So you bring in someone who has all the relevant attributes. They can look at it clinically and say, well, yes, there is something that requires further investigation.
Air Services Australia says it has strong systems in place to manage harassment complaints and it's committed to an inclusive workplace. It disagrees with the conclusion that its workplace culture could negatively affect passenger safety. Air Services Australia has hired the former Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick to conduct a broad and independent review of its culture. It says it will share the findings and any recommendations will be adopted to ensure Air Services offers a safe, diverse and inclusive workplace for all its employees. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.